This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandhar with the news, the headlines first. Civil Service Day and International Literacy Day being observed by organizing various programs today. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda says bill related to federal civil service to be endorsed by Parliament at the earliest. At least 49 civilians die in attack on riverboat in Mali. Now the news in detail. Civil Service Day is being observed across the country by organizing various programs today. Although it has been already 60 years since the formation of civil service in Nepal, Civil Service Day started being celebrated from Bhadra 22-26 to Bikram Samvat 18 years ago. A government led by the then Prime Minister Tanka Prasad Acharya introduced the Civil Service Act. There are around 83,000 civil servants in the country. The Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration is organizing various programs today to celebrate the day. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda expressed his confidence that the Federal Civil Service Bill will be passed by the Parliament as early as possible. Addressing a program organized on the occasion of the 20th Civil Service Day today, Prime Minister Dahal shared that the Council of Ministers last Thursday decided to send the very bill to the Parliament and believed that the bill would be endorsed by the Parliament through the consensus of the political parties. Dahal assured that the incumbent government was committed to making the civil administration competitive at the national and international level by motivating the entire administration system of the country. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal insisted that the long-awaited Federal Civil Service Act would prove to be a milestone in institutionalization of the administrative federalism. This will help in consolidating the Federal Democratic Republic and its implementation while strengthening the functional interrelation of the administration among the three tiers of government and maintaining the administrative interrelationship amongst the federal, provincial and local level governments. Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Anita Devi has instructed the civil servants to engage in result-oriented service. Addressing the program organized today by the main ceremony committee on the occasion of the 20th Civil Service Day, she emphasized that civil servants should be engaged in development, prosperity, good governance, professionalism, and creativity. Minister Devi said that we should not forget the role played by the civil administration in the completion of elections, the successful management of natural disaster and crisis, and the successful management of political transitions. International Literacy Day is being observed today. This day has been celebrated across the world since 1967 at the call of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, UNESCO. This year's International Literacy Day is being marked under the theme Promoting Literacy for a World in Transition, Building the Foundation for Sustainable and Peaceful Societies. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has published progress details of the current student enrollment rate and literacy on the occasion of International Literacy Day. Although the government of Nepal launched the Literate Nepal campaign one decade ago, 13 districts of the country, including 8 in Madhya province, are yet to be declared fully literate districts. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has said that he is positive to upgrade Jaleshwar in Mohottari to the main custom point to expand trade relation with third countries. In Kathmandu today, after hearing the attention letter of the Janakpur Dham Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Finance Minister Dr. Mahat expressed his commitment to take further information about the preparations and the current situation for the import and export of goods to third countries. The President of the Association, Jitendra Kumar Mahasit, informed the government that the Finance Minister has been informed that necessary infrastructure is ready on both sides of Nepal and India to upgrade the Jaleshwar Custom Office to the main custom office without delay. And in response, he expressed his commitment to do the necessary work after further discussion with the related agencies. Minister for Health and Population Mohan Bahadur Basnet held a meeting with his Egyptian counterpart, Dr. Khalid Abdel Ghaffar, at the new administrative capital in Cairo, Egypt. They discussed various dimensions of Nepal-Egypt relations and bilateral cooperation. Minister Busnes is in Egypt to participate in the World Conference on Health, Population and Development in 2023. Minister Busnes talked about Nepal's achievements in the health and population sector and expressed gratitude towards the Egyptian government for providing scholarships to Nepali students. Minister Busnes also expressed the belief that financial, technical and people-level relation between the two countries would be further strengthened. People from Chepang community are celebrating Chonam Nuaki festival today. Chonam is one of the biggest religious festival of the community and it is celebrated on Bhadra 22 every year. A public holiday has been given in Chitwan, Makwanpur and Dharding districts today on the occasion of Chonam. Bagmati Province Secretary of Nepal Chepang Association and Ward Chairperson of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality 6, Lakshman Chepang, said the festival is going to be celebrated collectively. There is a religious belief in Chepang community that new harvest food grains and fruits should not be eaten without offering to the departed souls. One more person has been arrested in his connection with a recent gold scam. A team of the Department of Revenue Investigation had on July 19 seized 60.716 kg gold from Tribhuvan International Airport. Deputy Inspector General of the Police Kuvar Kadayat said Shiva Kumar Sharaf of Bara District has been arrested. A team of the Central Investigation Bureau arrested Sharaf on Thursday night. Police said with this, number of people arrested in the connection to the gold scam has reached 27. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Islamist militants have attacked a riverboat in northeastern Mali, killing at least 49 civilians. The interim government said the Islamist militants also reportedly attacked an army camp, killing 15 soldiers, while around 50 militants are said to have died. The government has declared 3 days of national mourning. The Islamist threat has been growing despite claims by the military that Russian Wagner Group mercenaries are turning the tides of their campaign. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has held a ceremony to reveal a new submarine which Pyongyang claims can carry nuclear weapons. A report in state media said the submarine strengthened the country's nuclear deterrent by leaps and bounds. A nuclear attack submarine has long been on the list of weapons North Korea wants to build. In photographs released by state media, Mr. Kim is standing in a shipyard surrounded by naval officers and overshadowed by an enormous black submarine, which the report claimed is capable of launching nuclear weapons. Mr. Kim has been working to develop this submarine for many years, and it is seen as a crucial part of his nuclear weapons program. Cuban authorities have arrested 17 people on charges related to a human trafficking ring that allegedly lured young Cuban men to fight in Ukraine with the Russian military. Cuba's foreign ministry said earlier this week that authorities were working to dismantle the network, which operated in Cuba and Russia to facilitate Cubans joining the war against Ukraine. A colonel with Cuba's Interior Ministry, Cesar Rodriguez, did not name any of those accused of participating in the ring. However, Rodriguez said the group's leader relied on two people residing on the island to recruit Cubans to fight in exchange for payment on behalf of Russia in Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini province and at a few places in the rest of the provinces. For tonight, the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at one or two places in the rest of the provinces. At present, the excess of monsoon trough is located in the south than the normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 19.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 31.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Civil Service Day and International Literacy Day being observed by organizing various programs today. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says bill related to federal civil service to be endorsed by Parliament at the earliest, and at least 79 civilians die in attack on riverboat in Mali. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.